Hello, and thank you for tuning into the Stuff I Heard podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Peak, and just want to say that the weather outside is frightful. We've had a little bit of snow here in Florence, South Carolina. It's kind of rare for us. We don't usually have weather like this. This is sort of new, and whenever we do see it, it is like a super panic for the residents of the area, but for us, we're okay. We didn't lose any power. We had heat. We were comfortable. We had plenty of food. We even had a friend of ours come stay with us just so that could make sure that she was good to go, and everything was great. So last weekend, I mentioned that I went to go see Tom Segura, and he put on a great show in Charlotte, North Carolina. I went to visit my friends Greg Steele and Josh Treadaway, which have been on the podcast many times. We had a great time at the show. The comedy was great. A lot of funny stuff. The probably the highlight for us, though, going was a surprise dinner that we had up there. There's a place across the street from where we were staying. We were staying at a DoubleTree hotel, and right across the street was a bunch of stores and shops and stuff like that. And we eat at an Italian restaurant called Toscano's. It was very good. I ordered a lasagna that ended up being like a spinach noodle lasagna. It's very delicious. We had a really great meal, though. Everything was made really fresh. You could tell it wasn't something that was pre-made and just heated up and rolled out, kind of like some places you go to. We even got desserts. Like, it was one of those places where you see how everything's prepared and you see the extra care that's involved, and you're like, hey, let's get a dessert. Let's try something. And so, like, I got like a tiramisu that was very delicate and perfectly made. And my friend Greg got some kind of, it said custard with, fresh fruit on it. And when we got it, it was very weird. It had sections of it that were hard that you had to break with your utensil. And then when you put it in your mouth, it like dissolved to nothing. And he and I kept saying, wow, this is weird. And he's like, it reminds me of like, if you ever go to the space astronaut place in Huntsville, Alabama, like space ice cream. That's what it reminds me of. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't know what space ice cream is, but it sounds cool. But it was delicious. So we had a good meal and got back here. Greg and I decided to leave Charlotte a day early. We had the place for 2 days, but we decided to come back early, and we got back here and we were just basically dorks. We played Breath of the Wild Zelda on two switches on two TVs in this room, and it was fun. We got to be weird. We had music playing, and it was nice. It's nice spending time with friends. Work this week was okay. Still constantly influx of people now, you know, looking for employment, and we are always hiring because this is a hard job, but we had lots of people come in, and that's great, and I hope it helps get things back on track to where they need to be. So let's talk about some stuff I heard, because I did hear a lot of things. I listened to a lot of podcasts. I watched a lot of things on TV with the time that I had. I've been catching up on the Two Bears, One Cave episodes. I like watching them on YouTube, mainly because I like Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer both, and seeing them interact is often part of the humor, especially because a lot of the facial expressions that come from Tom sort of mimic what we're all thinking whenever Bert says something outlandish. And so I listened to a lot of the past episodes that I'd missed. I also caught up with one of the current ones before I went to see the comedy concert, Tom Segura. If Tom Segura is coming to your area, I highly recommend going and checking him out. Jeff Tate opens up for him. A lot of funny stuff. But in it, they were talking about how they have these birthday gifts for each other that they've tried to one-up each other. They made a comment about how their wives are terrible gift givers. And he said, I think Bert said, you know how easy it would be if we were gay? You know, we could just buy each other what we would want. And they'd be like, oh, cool, I've always wanted that too, you know. And so that's how it all started a while back. I think Tom bought Bert an electric bike, one of those e-bike things. It's an expensive one too. It's a fast one. It's one of those that's like almost $4,000. And Bert said, "Hey, let's keep up in the ante." He goes, "For your birthday, I'm going to get you something really cool." So for Tom's birthday, Bert got him a really cool jet ski because now Tom lives in Austin on a lake. And it's a really fast jet ski. It's really awesome. So this year, Bert's birthday is coming around. Tom gets him like a really nice chartered plane, a big chartered plane, and like put him up at the Four Seasons and all kind of stuff. And so Bert's like, "Holy crap, you wouldn't believe how nice this thing is. It's incredible." And he said it cost a fortune. And he's like, I got to up the ante. He goes, "God, I'm going to be spending $100,000 for your birthday. What am I doing?" So in them being silly and trying to come up with content, Bert has sort of agreed that he's going to buy Tom a race car. So I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to become of that. It's really funny. Even Tom mentioned it during the show. He's like, "Yeah, my best friend, I guess, is buying me a race car. So we'll see what happens with that." But there is an opportunity for them to really branch out and do more than what they're doing. They have gotten into a sports management group. They've talked about doing music production and television and movie media type stuff, and possibly racing as well. I mean, there's no telling what they could get into. That's the thing, though, is once you get momentum of things behind you, you can make things happen a lot easier, especially when you're talking about advertising dollars and you're talking about the fact that companies will then invest in you because they realize they can get their name out there. And one of the hardest things for companies to do is to get people to pay attention to who they are and what brand they have and to buy their brand. Just today, speaking of stuff I heard, I was looking on Twitter, and one of the things that caught my eye was that Mark Cuban has started a pharmacy company, an online pharmacy company. And I want to tell you the name of it. It is costplusdrugs.com. They're in no way a sponsor. I just want to talk about it for a second because I guess Mark Cuban saw an opportunity where there were a lot of companies that were overpricing people on their pharmacy needs. And I guess he thought, you know, here's an opportunity for me to help a lot of people out and also to make money. Not a lot, but, you know, enough to be a viable business. So he put it all online. He's like, "All right, so here's the new company. It's going to be generic medicines," which is smart because then you're not, you know, trying to compete with name brand issues. But here's some name brand medicines. Here is what, like he says, "I want to be transparent. Here's what they cost. And I just need 15% to pay for the business." And that's it. So like online, you can look up your medicines of what you take, and then you can track and see what it is you need, what it costs from other suppliers, and then what it's going to cost through his. And it's a genius idea because if you look at supply and demand and the way competition must react, it's brilliant in the fact that it's going to make it more cost-effective for everyone to purchase their stuff online through this. But it's also going to make everybody else who overcharges for medicines be more transparent with what they're doing. And they have to compete. They have to compete or they're going to be out of business. So kudos to Mark Cuban for coming up with this idea. He's not a billionaire by accident. I like this idea. I think it's a win-win situation for everybody. And I highly recommend checking it out. Costplusdrugs.com. Go check it out. I also want to talk about, there's a show on HBO Max called Peacemaker. Now, Peacemaker is a character from the Suicide Squad, the second movie. It's John Cena, who's a former pro wrestler. He looks like a giant bodybuilder man. He's been in a lot of movies. He's done a lot of acting. He's very funny. I'd be willing to say he's a comedic actor more than he is a physical actor. But, you know, from the world of wrestling, he does understand how to take a punch and throw a punch and land properly and that kind of thing. And he's in this show where in Suicide Squad, you think that he's died. And they sort of show how he comes back for the show. And he's not a real likable character in the movie, but he is hilarious by himself. He's hilarious in the movie. He says a lot of offlandish things. You're like, did you just say that out loud? Like, did you think before you said things? And usually the answer is no. He just says things. And it's just, it's crazy and it's bonkers and it's silly. And I think that was written that way for that reason. So in this, it's a very graphic, violent, disturbing kind of show, but it's also really hilarious in its own special way. I think that my friends would really enjoy it. Peacemaker. Yeah. So I've seen several episodes now. They're introducing more and more characters. It's pretty funny and I'm enjoying it. Last night, we had the chance to watch Ghostbusters Afterlife here at the house. Thank you, Josh Treadway. And it was great. I don't know why people poo-pooed on it. Like when it came out, I think it came out in November, a lot of people were like, I didn't care for it. I really liked it. I thought it was great. I thought it was great because if you're a fan of Ghostbusters, you're going to really enjoy this. If you don't even know who Ghostbusters is, you could still kind of understand that, hey, there was this hit show in 84 called Ghostbusters, and here's how the story could take place now. And Paul Rudd's in it. Paul Rudd's great. There's lots of cast in it that you're going to recognize. One of the kids from, Stranger Things is in it. There's a young girl in it who's supposed to play one of the guy's granddaughters. She's the same girl from Sabrina the Teenage Witch. It's really hard to recognize her because she has black hair in this one and she has blonde hair in Sabrina. And they made her look like she's supposed to be 12 in this, and she's not 12. But anyway, the show is great. The premise for the idea is interesting. It is fun to watch. There is moments of nostalgia that really are compelling. And I've heard that the movie was, you know, I guess liked enough or watched enough where they've agreed that they're going to make another one. So that's great. I'm a fan. You know, of the original Ghostbusters, Harold Ramis is the one who's passed away now, but they found a way to put him in the movie. So it's a very interesting story. I really liked it. Go check out Ghostbusters Afterlife when you can, where you can. Okay. All right. And then today, watch Jim Gaffigan on Netflix. He has a new comedy special, Comedy Monster. I'm a Gaffigan fan. He's got like 9 specials on Netflix. They're all family friendly. He's very family friendly. And it's good. I mean, it's... he's funny. There's moments where I'm like, okay, yeah. That's a good chuckle. And I'm sure he'd be like, thanks. A good chuckle. That's what I was hoping for, is a good chuckle. But there's lots of, you know, self-effacing humor of, you know, yeah, here's where I am. And can you believe it? I'm a dad. I'm a husband. And this is what I'm allowed to do for a living. Great. But yeah. So Jim Gaffigan, check it out. I wanted to watch it because I noticed Jim's been doing the podcast circuit. He was on Rogan. He's on Burt right now, and I'm listening to Burt on Burt right now. But several other podcast areas that are big, he's been on lately. And he's a nice guy. Like, he's just one of those guys you root for. Like, I want you to make it, man. I feel like I'm on your team. I'm a fan. So, yeah. Jim Gaffigan, Comedy Monster. Check it out. Okay. Now, here's to what I really want to talk about. The Book of Boba Fett. Episode 4 came out. And episode 4 was pretty fantastic because there's a flashback sequence. Spoiler, if you haven't seen episode 4. There's a flashback sequence of how he met Fennec Shand, the Master Assassin, and how he basically saved her life. And he goes to retrieve his ship. Now, his ship, which I have a Lego copy of here, in the movies was called Slave One. And I don't exactly know why, but Disney decided to change the name and take away the word slave, and they made it. He goes, that was my ship. It's called, what do you call it? Firefly or Firestorm or I don't know, something stupid. And it was called Slave One forever. Okay. That's just what the name of the ship was. It just was. So he goes to get his ship from Boba Fett's palace after he supposedly was killed by the Sarlacc. And him and Fennec Shand have to work together to get in there. And it's very cool how they do it. They get his ship. He gets to fly off. And the first thing he does is says, let's go find my armor. And so he goes back to the Sarlacc pit because he thinks that he was in the Sarlacc pit and that he came out and the Tuskens took him in. And he has no idea where the armor is. He doesn't know what we know because we've seen episode one. In episode one, we get to see the Jawas rip the armor off of him. So he doesn't know where it's at, but he goes back to the Sarlacc pit. And of course, right away, the thing attacks the ship. And Fennec Shand drops one of those sonic blast grenade things inside of it. And it does that cool kind of sound and it blows up the thing. And he crawls inside to look for his armor and he can't find it. And so the search continues, but she decides to join him. She decides, you know what? I think I'll stick around for a while and see how this turns out. Because he offers her a position. He's like, listen, I need a partner. And she's of the belief, and this is a very cool statement. She's of the belief that because he was taken in by the Tuskens that it made him soft. And she tells him so. And he said, no, it's made me stronger because I realize now I don't need to be by myself. I'm stronger as a tribe. And so that is sort of what this show is about. It's about him building a tribe, him building a group of people that are going to work together. And obviously they're leading up to something bigger. They're going to lead up to a big battle with these people who are controlling the spice stuff. And the Pike Syndicate. And he is in this episode. They do the flash forward where he interacts more with the Black Chrysanthemum, which I'm glad that he had the interaction of that in this episode because otherwise I wouldn't possibly know how to pronounce it the correct way. But the Black Chrysanthemum is there and they talk about how he used to battle in these tournaments. I read online a little bit about it, but it's the giant black Wookiee guy that apparently at one time was like a gladiator and very famous guy, very famous warrior. And Boba offers him a job. He's like, hey, come with me. So in this episode, we get to see him sit down with the crime families of the planet and discuss how they're going to interact with the Pikes. And he asks them to help him in fighting the Pikes. And they all say no. And he says, all right, then I ask you this. Well, I'll fight the Pikes and I'll get rid of them. But in the meanwhile, you guys stay out of it. Like if you guys stay out of it, we all profit. And it's going to be interesting to see how it unfolds. So there is a slight hint that they're going to interact with the Mandalorian or with some cast from the Mandalorian. I read online that there's a hint that he may come into contact with Ben Solo. That's a possibility. So anyway, fun stuff coming. I enjoyed it. I'm looking outside at the snow right now. It's pretty. There is football on TV today. Lots of people contending to go to the Super Bowl. Should be a lot of fun. And I'm going to do a short one. So this is it. Hope everybody's doing well. If you're on the roads, stay safe. Look out for the ice. The ice is unforgiving. It will not stop you. Don't go faster than you have to. If you can, go slower. Be prepared to stop. All that fun stuff. Okay? And y'all take care. Thanks for listening. If you want to be on the podcast and talk about stuff, do that. We can hang out together. We can do it over Zoom. We can do it in person. It's up to you. And as always, cue the cow.